All gadgets amuse me. The one I found indispensable is the blender. I can be dressed in an evening gown, and while waiting for a taxi, I can make a chocolate mousse for 10 people. Lee Miller. Farley Farm, 1949 to 1977. The years immediately following the war were landmarks in Miller's life. A son, Anthony, was born in 1947, the same year she married Roland, and in 1949 the family bought Farley Farm in Sussex as a retreat from their lives in London. Farley's offered peace and reflection, but for Lee Miller, the traumas that she had both experienced and witnessed became overwhelming. It was during this period that she became increasingly dependent on alcohol. Farley's, however, became Miller's vehicle for rehabilitation and reinvention. She channeled her creative energy into recreating herself as a celebrity cook, entertaining visiting friends from across the art world. Conscious of her changing looks, Miller underwent cosmetic surgery and occasionally wore wigs. Her clothes from the post-war period reflect Miller's differing and evolving roles. Her life as mother, hostess, wife, public figure, and on Roland's knighthood in 1966 as Lady Penrose. It was at Farley Farm that Miller died in the summer of 1977. There she left behind the legacy of her life, waiting to be discovered in the attic.